move. Another nice move. Oh, he scores. Oh, what a goal. Oh. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh. Rick Nash, how do you do?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Grill in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my esteemed co-stars. Welcome on my all-stars, Mr. Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. Hour number two, of course, we'll bring in the genius, Charles Day, Mr. Plays by Jay, playsbyjay.com. We'll bring him in, of course, the man that predicts everything pretty close to the gospel. As far as he was predicting the world, he'd be like the Nostradamus of sports, no doubt about it. We'll talk with Nostradamus in this very next segment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So we can talk on the phone lines if you want. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter thing. I'm talking about at Taco Man Radio. Straight up, we threw out things for the next couple of hours. We're talking a little sports as well. This is the only live sports show coming to you live, of course, from the City by the Bay. The Sports Byline Girl. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Charles J. next up on Sports Byline.
Now let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
My daughter, too. She's no bargain either, my daughter. You kidding? Well, she's been picked up so many times, she's starting to grow handles.
The late, great Rodney Dangerfield, may he rest in peace, part of an 1883 appearance with Johnny Carson, late Johnny Carson, on The Tonight Show back in the day. We're talking sports here, folks. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco Horse, here at the Sports Byline Grill. I'm joined by my... by the man that owns a piece of the network, at least his mother is reportedly does. Dominic Cadwallard Jimenez is here with me. And, of course, Zach Attack Young is in the City of Angels. And joining us from Florida is a man that is the genius of geniuses when it comes to the world of sports. Mr. Numbers himself, plays by jay.com. Charles J., how's life treating you? Let's talk about the NFL straight up. The draft, man, this trade going down, the Titans trading the number one pick to the Rams. That sort of switches up the draft a little bit, doesn't it?
I suppose it does. I mean, I guess the story is that the Rams, making the big splash in Los Angeles, are going after somebody that they figure will be the franchise quarterback. So I guess those names you're hearing two names. You're hearing Jerry Goff out of California, Carson Wentz out of North Dakota State. And so that's kind of amazing with Wentz, who wasn't mentioned too much before this whole process started, that he could conceivably be, depending on, you know, how they evaluate him, vis-a-vis Goff, the number one choice in the draft. I had a friend who went to the Senior Bowl, took a look at him, said he's definitely capable of playing at the NFL level, you know, but, the obviously there's some unknowns about him, but he must have really shined in the workouts after the combine that the teams brought him in for. So that's what we're looking at. I mean, the Rams have given up a lot for this too.
Well, and the Rams, I think they needed to give up a lot. I think they need to make a splash coming back into LA. And I think there's no better way than coming back with the first round pick. Dominic, I mean, I think that's great publicity for the LA Rams. They're coming back to town, and they're coming back to town with some value.
Yeah, and, you know, they're going to make this big splash with the number one overall pick. Very likely it's a quarterback. But the real thing here to look at is how their trade down to allow Washington to move up to get Robert Griffin a few years ago really was the precursor that allowed the Rams to give up future picks, because they were able to stock up on guys over the last couple of drafts. I think that's kind of a thing we're not really talking about too much, in that the Rams were able to load up recently, and then that's kind of allowing them to shy away from having to give up some, shy away from drafting these guys and giving up so many picks.
No question about that. Now, we've got the Rams going to L.A., of course, making history, coming back and playing at the Coliseum. Is that a decent state? Zach Attack, you're down there. The Coliseum was a piece of, you know, it was like in shambles when I was there 15 years ago. What's it like now?
The Coliseum is in better shape now, and they're also going to be playing at the Rose Bowl. So it'll be interesting. It's kind of going to be like a split site thing.
Charlie, what are the odds that Johnny Manziel makes it through this year to his 25th birthday? Do you have odds on that? You're the odds maker.
Oh man, you guys are cold.
What do you mean I'm cold?
I thought it was hot on the West Coast.
Well, because he's doing blow, banging bras down there in L.A. I think that's all cool and all that kind of good stuff, but. You know, not when you're in the public spotlight like he is. I mean, he's on a one-way course to hell and being dead.
He did trash a house, too, didn't he?
He trashed a house. It cost, what was it, 40 grand damage, Dominic?
$32,000
damage just in two nights. I saw the pictures of remnants afterwards. People were doing mushrooms there. There were mushroom remnants there. There were joints around, which I'm sort of down with. But the cocaine and that kind of good stuff, I can't believe anybody's still snorting cocaine in 2016. But then again, there's a lot of dumb people in the world. Straight up, so what are the odds on Manziel making it to his 25th birthday?
Oh, man, don't make CJ go that way.
Okay, Jay, man, what are the odds of him playing in the NFL this year?
Oh, I think if he's not suspended for something, I think he'll play. Somebody will take a shot at him. and will sign him. But, you know, will he play? Maybe that is a good question because of the fact that, you know, it could be one of these deals where he signs with somebody and never plays. You know, it just sits behind someone all year.
So, Zach, are you hearing down there in LA, are they going after – I think they're going after Goff. I think that Wentz is like I don't think so. I think they're going to go after Goff, the proven Cal star. What are you hearing down there in the City of Angels?
Yeah, I think Goff is the much smarter choice. I think Wentz, I mean, he played on an unproven type of team, you know. I mean, he ran a lot of pistol. About like 70-something percent of his plays were run through the pistol, which hasn't really translated that well in the NFL. So I think Goff is the better choice. He's better at throwing down the field. He's more accurate. And I don't know. I mean, I just think the Pac-12 is more proven.
Charles Jay is our guest, of course, our esteemed colleague from Miami, Florida. And, of course, Zach Attack Young is with us as well from the City of Angels. Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez is in the studio tonight. Why, I don't know, but he's in the studio with me. And, of course, I am the Taco Man. Let's go through that draft once again. Of course, the Rams going with number one. We'll say he'll take the Cal quarterback. Cleveland Browns at number two. Johnny Manziel's out, obviously, from Cleveland. He got fired. But who's going to be the next guy in line here, Charles? If you were making your pick for Cleveland, who would it be?
I really don't have any idea. How about your guy? I think
I'm trying to save him for number seven. The reason why, because I think he should go with the San Francisco 49ers. But then again, there's word that Bosa could go like with the Cowboys, although the Cowboys said they weren't interested. Doesn't Jerry Jones say that about a lot of people? They're sort of not interested and they sign him. Dominant?
Jerry Jones says a lot of things.
I've seen these mock drafts having Wentz going to the Cowboys. You know, they must be pretty worried about Romo and whether he can really hold up.
Well, he's all.
You know what I'm saying?
When's the last time he's made it through an entire year?
I don't know. Did he make it through 2 years ago? He might have. I'm not sure. No, he didn't, did he?
No, but that poor guy, he's sort of all busted up. And, you know, with all this concussion stuff going on and things like that, guys, I think they need to know. They need to know when it's time to walk away. I think the time for Tony Romo to walk away was this year after getting injured that second time. He should have said, you know what, I've had a great run here in Dallas. I'm probably headed for the Hall of Fame. Just let me go. Huh, Dominic?
Hall of Fame, no. But Tony Romo, he wants to be that guy that brings a title back to Dallas. And he hasn't had the head injuries. It's been, you know, his abdomen and his groin and his collarbone. So mentally, Tony Romo's totally fine. And when he is healthy, one of the definitely more underrated quarterbacks, despite the fact that he's the quarterback for the Cowboys, Tony Romo is very good when he's healthy. He still feels like he's got gas left in the tank. He's got an amazing offensive line in Dallas. The tools and all the pieces are there for them to succeed. They just need Tony Romo to be healthy.
Charles, yeah, the 49ers putting all their stock in Chip Kelly. Is that a worthy investment?
Well, Kelly brings the system to the table. If they can find people to fit the system, I don't see any reason why he couldn't succeed with something. But, you know, again, you'd have to get the situation settled with who's going to lead them on the field and maybe have a couple of alternatives. Kelly's rap in Philadelphia was that he just kind of lost a lot of players in the way that he worked them out, you know, and he did not get his people skills maybe weren't the best, and that he wanted to control personnel. And that was something that put a lot of pressure on him. And eventually, I think, is the thing that led to his ouster in Philadelphia.
Interesting. Of course, Chip Kelly, now the San Francisco 49ers coach, really not the SF 49ers, we're the Silicon Valley 49ers. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're going to switch gears. We're talking NBA numbers. Of course, the playoffs are going on. The man with the numbers is on the line from Miami, Florida. Plays by Jay. That's PlaysByJay.com. Charles Jay on the line. Zach Attack Young from the City of Angels. Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez in the studio with me. And on the other side of the glass is the great Scott Cuddy. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Johnny Taco's Grill live from San Francisco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Isn't that nice?
What a crowd, huh?
Yeah, they love you.
Really nice. No kid, how you doing? Okay?
I'm doing fine. That's You're great. Looking real good.
Yeah?
Real good.
All right.
Yeah.
No, but I've been working hard, Johnny, and I'm trying to relax, you know? I go to Las Vegas next week, the resorts after that. I got an album coming out, a movie coming out. I'm working very hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my father, he was a workaholic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned work, he got drunk.
I did that.
But I finally solved my drinking problem. I joined Alcoholics Anonymous, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I still drink. I use a different name, that's all. Now, I tell you, my problem is I drink too much, way too much.
Yeah.
I get my doctor a urine specimen. There was an olive in it. Hey, when I drink, I don't know what I'm doing. I was loaded one night, I went to a gay bar. Ooh, it was ridiculous. There was 15 guys for every guy. Now, I'm never lucky in bars. I saw a sign of a one bar. It said topless, bottomless. I went inside. There was no one there.
Life ain't easy.
I mean, nothing works, sir. You had to start to look out for number one, and I stepped to number two. And smoking, that's another one. Yeah. Try to stop smoking. That's a beauty, huh? Well, with cigarettes, my wife and I, we made a deal, my wife and I. We only smoke after sex. I got the same pack now since 1975. What bothers me is my wife. She's up to 3 packs a day. I tell you the truth, and my wife and I, we never have sex.
No.
Now, we get undressed, we can't stop laughing, you know? But I'll tell you one thing, when my wife does have sex, she screams. Ooh, especially when I walk in on her. Ooh. Now, you kidding? I know my wife cheats on me. Every time I come home, the parrot says, quick, out the window, you know?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
Four playoff games today. Wow, my computer's making all kinds of crazy noises as I speak. But four playoff games today, of course. First up, Indiana rolled over Toronto 190. Of course, Houston coming up short against Golden State 104-78. Golden State Warriors, what can I say? God's team, if there ever was one. And, of course, Boston came up short by a point to Atlanta, and Dallas flopped against Oklahoma City, losing by 38 points, 108-70. Our man, when it comes to numbers, of course, is PlaysByJay.com, PlaysByJay.com. And, Charlie, first up, the Warriors are 12.5-point favorites in their next game against Houston. Is that a good spread? Where should we go with that?
Well, it looked like Houston gave Golden State exactly what they wanted in this first game, which was a lot of turnovers. You know, James Harden set the record for most turnovers in a season this year. They had 24 turnovers in all, so Golden State really didn't have to play all that well to win by a lot of points in this one, and that's a bad sign for Houston. You know, they were concentrating on giving Harden, you know, difficult shots, and, you know, when you're playing against a team that has a guy who is absolutely, you know, shoot first, you can make shots difficult for him, and he'll disrupt his own entire offense. And that's one of the things that happened. 36% shooting. Houston just didn't do much of anything correctly in this game. And so even though Golden State did not have a tremendous night or afternoon from the field, they were able to just literally put this game away after the first quarter.
Zach Attack's team, of course, now with the Clippers being with the Lakers being toast, and of course, and Kobe Bryant retiring with 60 points. Charles, I got to ask you, the 60 points, was that some type of gift, or did he earn that? I mean, I know he took a lot of shots, 50 shots, things like that, but was it, did they give any of that stuff to him?
I mean, I consider something like that an exhibition. You know what I mean? It's of course it's a gift. I mean, there were guys that wasn't even being guarded half the time, was he?
Well, the bottom line, I guess not. You know, but he's a legend. Number 24 let him ride off into the sunset. Of course, the only negative blight on his professional career is when he hooked up with that maid, I think, in Colorado back in the day. And, of course, she said he sexually assaulted her. He said it was consensual. He paid her millions of bucks, and he bought his old lady a $7 million diamond ring. Now, Zach Attack Young, he wants to know what's happening with the L.A. Clippers. Are the Clippers going to go anywhere in the playoffs this year, Charlie?
I think they have a tough first-round playoff series with Portland, a team that, well, I mean, to say the least, has exceeded expectations this season. Here's a team that had an over and under of 27.5 wins at the beginning of the year, and they wound up winning 44 games. They lost, you know, they lost all their frontline personnel aside from Damian Lillard. They got the emergence of C.J. McCollum, who scored over 20 points a game. A lot of role players. A guy who should be a Coach of the Year candidate in Terry Stotts. They've done an amazing job this season. I think they'll fall short against the Clippers, but it's really interesting if you look at the numbers for the Clippers with and without Blake Griffin this season. They did very, very well. Without Griffin, they actually had a better straight-up winning percentage and a much better record against the spread. They were 32-15 against the number without Griffin in the lineup, and they are 13-19 with three ties, with him in there. Now, he's there now, and they're working him back in. So I wonder how that kind of affects their chemistry on the court. And guys on the West Coast may want to chime in here.
Interesting. Zach Attack, weigh in on that one. The Clippers.
Well, you know, I think Blake Griffin, I mean, he's a great player. He might be the best overall player on the Clippers. I would say he is. But there's just sometimes, you know, if a player is taking up a certain amount of the time with the ball, I mean, that's going to be negative for the rest of the team. There's not going to be as much movement. We saw that with the Lakers with Kobe this year. He had the ball a lot and he wasn't shooting efficiently. But in the case of Blake Griffin, it's like he requires a lot of the ball, and Chris Paul requires a lot of the ball. So they might not actually be best suited together. And I would definitely say that if the Clippers don't go past the second round this year, or if they don't at least make a good run in the second round, I definitely think that they're going to need to trade Blake Griffin, see what they can get for him, because he's worth a lot. I mean, he's one of those players that brings in a lot of money for the Clippers and is one of the biggest stars in the league, and I think they could get a lot for him.
Charlie, when you look at the Clippers have made the playoffs the last 4 years, the Lakers haven't, and I talked to Zach about this. The Clippers don't draw like the Lakers do. That legacy of the Lakers, that's still drawing down there in L.A., since the Lakers are losing so badly and so terribly, especially without Kobe, will they be drawing what they drew this year as far as Kobe was concerned? And get this, they sold $1.5 million in memorabilia that night, right, Dominic?
$1.2 million in merchandise at the Staples Center Wednesday night, yep.
Weigh in on that, Charlie.
Interesting. I think the Lakers might have more money, have more cap money this offseason than any other team. So they're going to have the opportunity to bring people in. So I would not expect the same Laker team next year. I would expect at least two or three new members of the starting lineup and maybe a little bit of depth. They'll add players. There's no question about that. And I think, you know, it's interesting. And Zach mentioned this with Kobe, and he was shooting a lot, and obviously there are other teams in which, like Houston, you know, where Harden just shoots a lot. Who's going to tell those – the problem on those teams is who's going to tell them not to shoot? You know, you have to have that kind of mentality where distribution is very important, and Curry understands this with Golden State, which is why the Warriors are so successful. He understands that principle, that you don't get anywhere when the entire opposing team can concentrate on you. So I would suppose that once the Kobe distraction is out of the way, they'll have an opportunity. I don't know if Byron Scott is the right coach for this for this whole thing, but I think that they'll have an opportunity to build something that's a little more balanced there.
All right, Charles, we know the Spurs and the Thunder are great, but matchup-wise, what team could give the Warriors the biggest problems in the playoffs?
Well, I just think it's San Antonio because of the fact that that they are, you know, they've done again this season what they've done for years, which is to kind of ration those minutes of players. I think that they are confident that they can put together a defensive scheme without needing Tim Duncan in there that can hassle Golden State into bad shots. I don't think Oklahoma City, which is a really good offensive rebounding team, is, I think, the type of team that will give them a hard time, because I'm not sure that they play good enough defense. And again, let's go back to what I was talking about a second ago. They have – now, I don't know what the updated numbers are, but I might have brought this up on broadcast about a month ago, of what their record is when Westbrook and Durant both score less than 25 points. It was a phenomenal record. I think it was something like 11 or 12 and 0. And then when they both score more than 25 points, I think they were slightly under the 500 mark. So this is the kind of thing that they have to look out for. You know, you need to be difficult to defend against in the playoffs because you're playing the same team over and over again. And, you know, a team can game plan for you. There's a night between all of these games. That's another thing about San Antonio. No back-to-back games. So the veterans are not going to be taxed as much. No, they are the biggest problem for Golden State.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Charles of PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, we'll see you next week. Have a great week, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Great Charles A. What can I say, man? I've been doing radio with him since 1984. Good Lord. Of course, I was 5 years old and I was born in 79. No, I am 79. I'm just kidding on both. No, I'm close to 79. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. We're going to talk some MMA. We're going to open things up in this next segment, of course, of Sports Byline. Sports Byline's Overnight America with Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Live from the City by the Bay, Zach Stack Young from the City of Angels, Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez and myself, and, of course, Scott Cuddy here in the Sports Byline studios in the City by the Bay. San Francisco Live Radio, baby.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It feels so great to be back. I miss this game so much. Just feel alive, man. Feel like, you know, my life's getting back in order, and I'm just extremely grateful to be back here on this platform.
You had already been in camp preparing for Daniel Cormier. When he was injured, Ovin St. Preux stepped up for the challenge. Give us your thoughts on taking this fight and what Ovin St. Preux means to you as a challenger.
I've been working extremely hard for the last 7-8 months. I'm in great shape. You know, I've fought many great southpaw fighters before. Lyoto Machida, I think, is one of the greatest strikers in light heavyweight history, southpaw fighter. And so far, I've finished every southpaw I've ever faced. And so taking that into consideration, you know, and being in such great shape, I said, you know what, why not? And as far as Ovin's, I think he's a great opponent. You know, a lot of people look at Ovince as this guy who is so new in the game, but, you know, this guy actually has a lot more fights than I do. You know, he had 10 amateur fights and 19 wins, 7 losses, so he actually has a lot more experience than than me. So I got a big challenge ahead of me to fight this guy. And I'm taking him extremely seriously. And I believe I'm going to get this victory.
Now, Ovince, it's been a pleasure watching you grow and learn inside the octagon. And we knew that a title fight was inevitable. It was going to happen one day. For it to happen like this on short notice against John Jones, give us your thoughts on what it was like to receive that call and what this fight means to you.
I mean, the call was a blessing within itself. You know, I tell everybody that, you know, at one point in time, you know, John was given an opportunity and he capitalized on that opportunity. And I'm doing the same thing that he's doing too. You know, I'm given an opportunity and I'm taking full advantage of it.
John, if you can address what it feels like to be stripped of this title, to have so much time off, and what that has done to motivate you and mature you as a man and as a fighter in preparation for this fight.
You know, the biggest thing this last year has done to me, for me, is it has allowed me to be appreciative again. And to get it all taken away, it definitely humbled me a lot. You know, it makes me feel reborn to have everything taken away. And I want it back. Not only do I want it back, but I want to do things better than I did it in the past.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Jada, we're talking MMA in this segment. Of course, Glover Teixeira, the man from Down Under, man, Brazil. And this guy can punch. He broke a friend of mine's face, I kid you not. I'm talking about Kyle Kingsbury. This guy can really punch tonight. He took out Rashad Evans in the very first round. Zach, Rashad Evans hasn't shown much fire in his, hasn't shown much snap in his step in a long time. He sort of lost like all his motivation and confidence once he faced Ron John Jones, didn't he?
Yeah, that fire got extinguished tonight, courtesy of Glover Teixeira right hand.
Well, it lights out, but Teixeira, you know, Teixeira is the best. He might be pound for pound the best puncher at once at 205. I mean, he punches guys, he breaks their face.
I'd say that either him or Rumble Johnson, which I would love to see that fight next. That seems like the most logical fight next.
Interesting. A Cub Swanson was a winner underneath. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 fights on this card. Of course, last week they were in Croatia and talking about the UFC making their rounds. Of course, John Jones in St. Peru, that's going to go down the 23rd straight up. Pretty big fight, but St. Peru looks like a mark here, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I don't think that fight's going to sell nearly as well as the Cormier fight would have sold.
Okay, and for Beast Bruno, I'm going to defend the World Heavyweight Championship down there in Brazil. You know, I really was of the opinion that he was going to become a superstar, but because Cain Velasquez sort of pulled out, it sort of robbed him of his day in the sunshine. Didn't it to an extent?
Yeah, it did, but Cain pulling out of fights, I mean, that should be his nickname, I think.
Okay. All right. Dominic Cruz, of course, coming back, the UFC bantamweight champion, coming back and taking care of the kid from Sacramento, California. Of course, the stablemate Uriah Faber. And Uriah Faber is going to take on Dominic Cruz underneath Luke Rockhold and Chris Weidman. Dominic Cruz sort of dominated Uriah Faber the last time out, didn't he?
Actually, I mean, I thought the fight was pretty close last time, and the first fight Uriah Faber won, so it makes sense from that perspective. I mean, just going in, it seems like Dominic Cruz should be favored because Uriah Faber hasn't really looked quite as good in his past few fights, but at the end of the, I mean, I don't know, it's an interesting fight, and it's not the usual UFC rematch that seems pointless. I think there's actually a point in this one.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the $64,000 question here, okay? How in the hell can Uriah Faber make 135 pounds?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, he looks, between fights, sometimes he looks like he's about 180. I mean,
or more.
Cage side. So I don't know how he squeezes down to that. These guys just cut so much weight.
Okay, Luke Rockhold and Chris Weidman. Luke Rockhold looks just too big, and I think he's a big light heavyweight. He's too big to fight heavyweight. But Chris Weidman, too big to fight light heavyweight, but he's a big middleweight. He's got the size advantage over Chris Weidman, and Chris Weidman was thought to be untouchable going in there. Why did Weidman fail so miserably against Luke Rockhold?
He hung in with him for the first few rounds, but I mean, he just tried to strike with a better striker. He tried to kick. He threw some lazy kick against an experienced kickboxer like that, and that's how you get caught. And he got busted up in that fight. And I think Rockhold's definitely favored for the rematch.
Yo, Zach, I got to chime in here. The big story earlier this year was, you know, Ronda Rousey losing. What's the deal with her? I haven't heard her name in a while. We got John Jones coming back. Rousey's probably one of the other more polarizing figures. What's her deal? Where's she at?
Well, she's supposed to fight Misha Tate. They don't really have that date completely finalized yet, but that's supposed to be the next fight. She's already beaten Misha Tate twice, so this is a better matchup for her than Holly Holm, because I don't think that she could really beat Holly Holm. But that's what's supposed to be next. I don't really like her mental state. I mean, Misha Tate is the right opponent for her to fight. I think she still could win that fight, but I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how she comes back, because she was like suicidal after losing to Holly Holm, and that's never really a good look for a fighter to have lost and to have been invincible like that. It's hard to come back from that.
Cain Velasquez has a date coming up soon, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has some rehab days coming up.
is it because they just train too hard down there in Silicon Valley? You know, Kyle Kingsbury's been on. He's part of that stable, the American Kickboxing Academy stable. He says the guys just don't know when to say no. I knew when to say no. I told my mother no one night when we were doing road work, and she left me 5 miles from the house.
Yeah, I think you definitely got to balance that. You don't want to run yourself into the ground. You got to be, you don't want to overtrain for a fight. That's just as bad as undertraining.
You tune to the Sports Byline broadcast, and we're crossing a little USC. Of course, USC 197 upcoming next week. John Jones coming back. Of course, Daniel Cormier pulling out. Alistair Overeem, a drug abuser in the past as far as steroids and Flintstone vitamins are concerned. He's going to take on Andre Arlovski. They're fighting over there in the Netherlands. You know what that means? Dana White's going to have some Lebanese hash.
That certainly would appear to be the case, and the fighters might be indulging in that as well.
And after the fights with Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan talks boldly about it. Joe Rogan says this is a trip to heaven for him.
Joe Rogan, I don't know if you've ever seen his stand-up comedy, but he's a funny guy. I like him more as a stand-up comedian than as a commentator. He can be a little annoying as a commentator for the UFC.
All right, last question on the UFC. UFC 200, of course, July the 9th, the big international fight week in Las Vegas. There'll be all kinds of cards surrounding that. But Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz, how does Conor McGregor win this fight?
He's really got to pace himself. I mean, that's the key for him. And definitely don't try to take it to the ground again, because that did not work in his favor too well. He's got to pace himself. He's got to keep his hands up, not be dropping his hands like he did. And he's got to take Diaz seriously. I mean, he can't afford to not take him seriously. I kind of think Conor McGregor is the type of fighter that takes all his opponents seriously. But at the same time, I think he just left himself too vulnerable in that fight.
Let me tell you how money talks around here. I've been bragging about Nick Diaz being the best bodyguards in the entire world. Cadwallader over here has been making calls to Stockton, California. I guess he's trying to get them as well. I mean, money goes, you wouldn't believe how money's just ruining the situation around here, Zach. I can't explain this enough to you. I really can't. We're going to have to go to a commercial break. But money, just like politics, money is ruining politics. Money is ruining me. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, all across America, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco News Grill. I'm joined by my all-stars, my co-stars, my guys. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young and, of course, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. They'll be telling me some things I don't know after the break. We'll clean things up, talk a little sports, and have a little comedy. We'll have some fun. The bottom line is, you've enjoyed us. We've enjoyed you. We thank you so much. One segment to go here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the only live show on the continental USA as I speak. This is the Taco Man, live from San Francisco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Look, I know a lot of women, and they all have issues.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's recovering from an accident.
54 and a half minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Overnight America, the week edition. I am the man, Johnny Taco. I want to mention that a woman that was hit by a foul ball in the seventh inning of a Chicago White Sox game against the Tampa Bay Rays is in stable condition Saturday at a hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida. We wish her the best. But you know what? If you're watching a baseball game, keep your eye on the game. No question about that. Zach Attack Young, tell me something I don't know, baby.
Well, one thing you may not know is that the
get to the point.
You may not have known that Spence was actually the favorite going into the Algeria fight. A lot of people were saying that Algeria was going to be a tough test for him, but Spence was actually the favorite going into the fight, which was, that kind of surprised me. I mean, he was technically the headliner, but Algeria was more proven. I thought Spence would win, but I didn't expect him to be the favorite.
Okay, Glover Teixeira winner tonight on UFC, of course, UFC on Fox, the big network, big numbers for them. Of course, they did with a good light heavyweight knockout, Rashad Evans, he's probably history. Dominic Jimenez, Cadwalader, tell me something I don't know, sir.
Well, you may, hang on. Okay, well, I just got a text from my chauffeur, so the first thing you don't know is you're taking me and my chauffeur home after the show, Taco, thank you. The other
your chauffeur lives in Belmont.
Actually, he moved to San Jose. Yeah, just a little bit farther. But, yeah, so that's the first thing you didn't know. I guarantee you didn't know that. The other thing you may not know is that people are selling bags of air from Kobe Bryant from his last game at Staples Center. Bags of air. The bidding on one bag got up to $15,000. eBay had to remove it because it's so damn ridiculous. But there's another listing on eBay. Current bid's $2.
Incredible. I guess they'll be selling his gas after a while as well. Zach, when you look at the Kobe situation, the fact that Kobe played 20 years in L.A., and of course he leaves as one of the iconic Lakers, but I don't think I consider him in the top five of Lakers. I mean, I think of Wilt Chamberlain, I think of Jerry West, I think of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Elgin Baylor, I mean,
Magic
Johnson. So I guess Kobe wouldn't be in that top five. Would he be in your top five because you're a millennial?
Yeah, I mean, it's not only that. I mean, I feel like Kobe, a lot of people say Shaq was the number one piece on those teams. And yeah, he was, but it was really more like a 1A, 1B type of thing in the first three. And the two championships that followed, Kobe was definitely the main piece on those teams. So I don't know. I think the only Laker I could see putting ahead of him, honestly, is Magic Johnson. That's the only one I could personally put ahead of Kobe. But even then, it's kind of tough to say because it's like they're just different players. I mean, Magic Johnson's more of a facilitator, but Kobe's probably the guy that you want to have the ball with when the game's on the line. So it comes down to like what your preference is, because I think you could go with either one of them.
Interesting. Of course, the L.A. Lakers, the legacy is great, but the team's not so great. They haven't made the playoffs in a long time now, and it don't look like they're going to make the playoffs in 2016 or 2017. Now, Dominic, before we clean things up here, I'm taking you home. I don't know about that, but I guess I have to. What's the plan for the Warriors this week? Are we going to go to Houston or what?
Like I said earlier, you guys are more than welcome to come to Houston with me, but you ain't getting my seats. You guys can go watch the Houston Astros play whoever they're watching. You know, Houston Astros are fun.
Zach, this guy's got five seats. Zach, he's got one big fat ass. He's got five seats.
That's crazy. I mean,
and he's got a skybox too. I mean, he can go up and sit in the skybox with the chicks, but he wants to sit on the floor. And why are the seats on both sides you empty?
Oh, I don't like rubbing elbows with common folk. No offense to you and Zach. And also, it leaves the opportunity for any celebrities out there, open invitation to join me courtside.
Zach, is it getting kind of deep around here or what?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's got seats to the number one basketball venue in the world right now. I mean,
he's willing to take us to Houston, but we got to go watch the Astros. What kind of crap is that? Anyway, folks, what can I say? I'm horrified. But then again, this is Dominic's network. So, Dominic, I thank you so much for your time with us tonight, and thank your mother. And I guess will I be seeing her tonight, or will she be up when I drop you off?
No, but just so you know, quality control, we received an A for tonight. I'll be reporting that back home.
Zach and Tag Young, have a great week. Say hi to Jazz. Be good.
You too. Say hi to Jacqueline.
All right. This is the John Otako Show. I thank you so much for joining us. Of course, the man on the other side of the glass is the incomparable Scott Cuddy, the Wizard of Oz, here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.